Well, hello everybody, my name's Guru. Welcome to the Raspy Reaper Podcast, where I talk about things I enjoy, or things that just interest me, and today, I'm here to talk about sports anime. This is my favorite genre of anime. Simply, hands down, my favorite. Because I've felt the most intense emotions ever when watching sports anime, because it's something about it that just sucks me in and gets me so invested in every single little thing, even in sports I do not enjoy, or really not even just sports I don't enjoy, but sports I had never shown a bit of interest in. Look at anime like Hambadu, Badminton. I had never watched a single game of badminton ever in my life before watching this show, but once I watched it, I was so just enamored with everything I was seeing on the screen that I couldn't stop watching it. Every second was thrilling, every second was fun, and I became invested in the characters almost instantly. And I see that happening to myself so many times when I pick up a new sports anime to watch it, no matter what it's about. And I know where that kind of started for me. I can really think back to one of the first sports anime I ever watched, is Prince of Tennis, which I feel like I don't remember enough about, and I probably one day need to go back and rewatch it. But I remember when I was younger, watching Prince of Tennis on Toonami, and I was interested in it. I had never been interested in tennis at that point of time, but watching it, I felt excited about it. I felt super excited watching it. It just got me so absorbed. And sports anime has this ability to make the simplest things seem so exciting, so bombastic, so just fantastical. Like, look at anime like Kuroko no Basket, making something as simple as a crossover seem like it's a move that just makes time stop. Those things like that are just amazing to me. I like it because you get a mix of serious stuff happening within these shows. Serious emotions, serious fears, people afraid of losing at something they've devoted every second of their lives from basically the first moments they could walk or pick up a ball or pick up a bat. And they devoted all their time to this, and seeing them try to get better and recovering from losing or injuries and all of this stuff, it's amazing. But then you also get things where they're turning simple moves in a sport into something crazy. And I've always enjoyed that mix of things. I've always enjoyed that. You get some serious stuff, you get some hilarious stuff, and you also get some just amazingly well put together stuff. Like Hanbudu is fantastic animation wise. Just the movements of the characters and everything like that is just so great. And sports anime always has a good message when it comes to teamwork. I can't really think of any sports anime I've really seen that doesn't really emphasize teamwork as something, at least within sports where a team is something that exists within it. But even then, emphasize the people around that main character, that athlete, the people who surround him and help him get through all the challenges that he or she faces when trying to become the best at their particular sport. Like, look at anime like Ippo. That's not about teams, but you still get a feeling for all the characters around him that have helped him turn into who he is. And have helped him change from, like, a kind of meek kid who's getting bullied into a fantastical fighter just because people saw his potential in that show. And in sports anime, you always feel like every character has worked for what they got. Even the most self-righteous characters, the most self-absorbed characters, you can still see that they worked for that ability. Sure, they might have an ego, but they worked for those skills. They weren't just magically given to them, like in certain other shows and different genres. Every character you see before you in a sports anime has worked exceptionally hard. No matter how gifted they were at the beginning, they still had to work hard to become who they are at that period of time. And some sports anime even give us futuristic versions of the sports we have today. Look at Immortal Grand Prix, Megalobox, and the film Redline, that all share things from sports we currently see going on today, but in a far more futuristic or kind of odd way. Because sports anime, just like any other anime, has infinite potential when it comes to the things they can do. For something to be sports anime, really all it has to have a competition, and it has to be an actual sport in the world. In the world the anime is set in, with rules and regulations and all things like that. Hey, you can even classify shows like Beyblade and Pokemon as sports anime, because they really kind of are. They're not sports anime in the same way that we look at all these other shows, but they have competitions, people want to be the best of them, and you can see a lot of similarities in the characters and the way they go about doing the things they do. And one of the last things I really want to say right now when it comes to sports anime is that it has a great ability to inspire. Because yes, you have characters who are fantastic at the sport, they're gifted, but you see that even with all their gifts, they still face adversities. They still have to train hard and work hard to become great at this sport. And then on the other hand, you also have underdogs, people who may just be starting a sport or may not be that good, but they decide in the show to push themselves to the absolute limits so they can become great, so they can become better. And even characters who aren't the main character, you see them grow and change, and you see all the problems they have to deal with. And you see them grow not only as an athlete, but as a person. And that's just another reason why I enjoy sports anime. Because, of course, we see characters grow and change and better themselves and face numerous different obstacles in life within different anime. But sports anime really just does something different for me. It makes you feel that even stronger. Maybe because I played a sport myself and I know all the things that go into trying to get better every day. Not only for yourself, but for the people you play with. And seeing in these shows that sometimes these characters start off hating each other. And I know that's not an uncommon thing in a show. But just seeing the camaraderie that's built up from playing the sport. And how these people's whole mindsets change and their outlooks on life. And just seeing how some of these characters are so crushed by defeat or failure. And seeing how they have to pull themselves back from all these things. In my opinion, sports anime does this better than any other form of anime. And that's why it's my favorite genre, pretty much. Very few come close to it. And that's why I'm so just in love with this genre. And I've always been just so attracted to seeing it. And while I'll give any sports anime a chance, probably more chance than I give any other genre, just because it's one of my favorites. And that's all for this podcast. If you enjoy listening to me, go check out some of my other episodes. And also go and check out my YouTube channel, Reaper Guru, where I talk about similar things that I do here. And it's just me talking about things I enjoy. And that's all. Thanks for listening. I really appreciate it, especially for you making it this far. And peace. I'm out.